Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Show, I think, at this point. We've got Alex on the line from Manchester. We're going to continue with him. With you tonight, though, it's Ian.
Speakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
You know what? We've been talking a lot about New Hampshire. And if you've been hearing about the migration of freedom-loving people here to New Hampshire and you want to become a part of it, or you're thinking about becoming a part of it and you just want to know if it's a real thing, not only can you attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival, as long as you're not worried about seeing somebody naked, you can also attend Mark Warden's Porcupine Real Estate Seminars that they're having, and I promise there will be no nudity at the Porcupine Real Estate Seminars. You can go to move.freetalklive.com, sign up for the upcoming seminars. There's one on gun freedom, medical freedom, political freedom victories. There's another one on best practices for moving to the free state, another one on finding housing. So you choose the ones you want to attend. If you want to see what they've been doing, you can go to the Porcupine Real Estate YouTube channel, which is called Porcupine Real Estate. And then you can watch previous seminars that they've already had. You're going to learn some stuff, and that you'll be on there with experts, people who've lived here for years. They know the community. They know what it's like. They know the housing market. If you got questions, they've got answers for you at the Porcupine Real Estate seminars that are coming up. Again, you can go to move.freetalklive.com. They're free to register, free to attend. So go ahead and get signed up, and you'll find out that this thing is for real here in New Hampshire.
I do want to say one thing about the drag queen story hour thing.
And by the way, I did bring Alex back. Go ahead.
Yeah. Drag queens, as I understand them, are performers. Yes. They consider themselves, in the theatrical sense, a performer. They dress up and they, you know, put on some sort of a show, similar to maybe a burlesque show,
right,
or, you know, something along those lines. Now, having been involved in, I did some theater growing up as a kid in high school, you know, that kind of thing, grade school and that kind of thing. And then also I performed plenty in heavy metal bands, right? So I've been on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Putting on a show is very important. Now, what kind of show, right? That's going to be for everybody to individually decide. But this is a performance, and I don't equate, you know, drag queen story hour to anything more than, like, you know, somebody dressing up like a clown and telling a story. Somebody dressing up in any costume, and like a Viking, and telling a story.
Sure.
Right? Because it's a performance. It's, you're bringing the words to life of whatever it is you're choosing to read or present. You're trying to bring it to life in your own way. You're trying to express those things.
What about someone dressing up as a hooker and doing a children's story hour? Does that seem okay? Well, no, and that's
whom?
The thing. Like, we draw our lines differently, but that is why that. Look, there is nothing about owning a windowless van and giving candy to children that is a violation of the non-aggression principle. But can we agree that that's kind of creepy?
It's creepy.
Okay, but, right.
And I wouldn't want my kids going over there either. Right?
Also, like, I wouldn't want somebody to dress up as a hooker. I prefer actual hookers only. If I'm going to have a hooker read something to my children, it's going to be a real hooker paid by the hour. So when the hour or 2 hours is over, she gets the F out. Because you pay for hookers to leave. That's what you pay them for.
I don't think we're asking for your input on this, Alex, but do you want to weigh in on anything else you haven't had a chance to say on Free Talk Live in regards to Maj Tour, the Drag Queens, Pork Fest? Is there something else you
hookers.
wanted to get out?
Yes. Just a question. I am not a parent, and neither are you, though I believe that parenting includes risk, responsibility, and control. Deep down, parents realize they do not have full control over their children, and that terrifies them. Mm. Is that fear justified?
I mean,
no.
What do you mean? Why?
Because no one has control over anything. You have influence. You have varying degrees of influence over anything. Control's an illusion. And frankly, you should just... Look, you're dealing with actual human beings. They have a will of their own. They can literally make choices. So, yeah, the gig involves the fact that they're going to make choices. And some of those choices, you're not going to agree with. So accept that you don't have control over them. Because control is the wrong approach. And if you approach a human being with an attempt to control them, you will instill the probability of rebellion within that human being. If,
do
on
you,
the other
do
hand...
Parents-
got
Do parents have a responsibility to control their children, especially at a young age?
Control, no.
Control the environment? Control the kid's behavior? Is the parent responsible if a 10-year-old beats up another 10-year-old? Should the parent have to pay the medical bills? There's some responsibility there.
There is responsibility, and controlling the environment and controlling the person are two different things.
So, well, like, sure, because you're controlling the person by proxy because you're trying to provide a stable, loving household for that kid so that they grow up to be mature adults.
That's not control. So
okay, fine. We'll call it influence. We'll call
so
it influence.
If you provide a stable, loving household, that human being is capable of either appreciating that or rejecting it.
Well, okay, it is control if it comes to the point where the kid says, I want to go play with my friends in the creek, you know, down the street or whatever, right? And you say, no, you're not leaving this house. That's control, right? That's more than influence.
You're
physically keeping the child in a physical space. I mean, that's the definition of control.
Well, you are responsible for protecting them. And that's ultimately what it comes down to. So if you think that they're going to get sick and die from going down to the creek, then yeah, you have to protect them from that choice.
Well, and then those uppity conservatives shouldn't be going to a freedom festival. They shouldn't be advertising themselves as giving a damn about human freedom at the same time complaining about what other humans are doing with their freedom that is completely peaceful.
And like all people, the uppity conservatives are not perfect. None of us are perfect, but that doesn't mean they have nothing to offer.
Definitely true.
Okay, yeah, so, I wouldn't say they have nothing to offer, but the difference between us and them is we don't complain about them having a Bible study.
Well, and a lot of what this reminds me of is the Twitter censorship debate, right? So, like, should these people be censored on Twitter or not? And it's like, okay, don't censor any of these ideas. What you should instead do is make progress in your ideas that are contrary to those ideas. Like, that seems to be the real issue here, is that, look, if you are concerned with your children losing the ability to procreate, fair enough. That is a legitimate, like, that is something to worry about. But if your method of doing this is by using force to stop other people from doing things, then that's the wrong approach. Like, the evil approach. If, on the other hand, your solution to this is to make progress in the good, then that will actually be effective.
Right, and this is, of course, why conservatives are not libertarians. I know a lot of people get confused about this in the time frames where conservatives or Republicans or whatever you want to call them are not running the federal government apparatus because they start to talk about liberty. They start to talk about freedom as though they actually care about it. But when you actually look at their actions, you look, for instance, at what we talked about with this DeSantis guy who supports torture in Guantanamo Bay, who apparently even suggested that they force feed the inmates down there and then allegedly smiled and laughed while it was happening. He's now proposing that there be the harshest crackdown on immigration in the U.S. Last 10 years in Florida, which would include felony charges for anyone who assists an immigrant in any way, such as traveling or putting them up in a place to stay. He's now apparently attacking freedom of speech. There's a new bill that he just signed. Apparently, he went to Israel to make the trip. I don't have the story in front of me. This is new news. There's just, but these conservatives act like this guy loves freedom. And this just goes to show conservatives don't understand what freedom is. Now, maybe they could learn a thing or two from hanging around the libertarians. And similarly, maybe some liberals could learn a thing or two about how freedom actually can help the poor and help the downtrodden and help the sick rather than turning to the apparatus of the monopoly violent state. So I'm not saying people shouldn't be welcome who are of differing perspectives to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But if what they want to do is turn it into a conservative, quote-unquote, freedom festival, where only their way is acceptable and everybody else's way is forbidden, then they're coming to the wrong place. And they should be told that those viewpoints of oppression are not welcome.
Hey, Ian, I think that this was a great, productive, edifying conversation. I want to thank everyone in the studio for having Josh and I on, and I don't want to monopolize the whole show with this conversation.
Thank you. I appreciate
it.
I'm sure this will continue on, by the way. You know, we've had our say, but other people, yeah, I'm sure, have things to say about this.
Thanks to Josh for volunteering, and thanks to both of you guys for calling.
Yeah, as the Porcupine Freedom Festival draws closer, I suspect this conversation will spark up again in other places. Thank you guys for calling in here tonight. Definitely appreciate it.
God bless and good night.
All right, adios.
God bless and good night.
So those are those guys calling in from Manchester. And if you want to learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, their website is porkfest.com.
When are they going to change it to Person Chester?
Person Chester?
Instead of Manchester?
Oh, okay.
Why not Woman Chester?
Well, I heard that West Manchester is talking about seceding from Manchester. Manchester. So they could, W Manchester could be expanded into Womanchester.
Or they could just drop the M and call it Wanchester.
That would be for the crybabies, I guess.
Or flip the M upside down.
Yeah. Let's go. Here we got calls on the line here. Saheed's on the line first up in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Saheed.
Hey, so I was listening to the conversation, and I was just curious, since I'm a Muslim, but I'm in America. But in Muslim countries, none of this would fly, for real. And
oh, yeah.
I'd love if they had
put to death.
Liberty, you know, liberty festivals out there as well. But yeah, I mean, people's beliefs are very different from, you know, the cultural kind of like background.
Hold on, before you go on, Saheed, I'm curious, as a Muslim in America, and you heard that whole conversation about drag queens and or potentially naked people at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't know if you have a family, but if you did have a family, would you bring them to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, knowing what they might encounter?
Depending on their age, I'd probably lean towards not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my whole goal is kind of similar to the guy who was on the call before, who's, you know, the park ranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of like my goal is hopefully to kind of like train my children or get them ready for the real world, where you will find like a bunch of things where you don't exactly agree with it and how to go ahead and deal with that. You know, and so if I take them there to kind of like learn that lesson, I'm not exactly sure. Maybe there'll be some baby steps beforehand, you know what I'm saying? But that's the kind of way I'd approach it as well.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it seems like something that you could do as someone who disagrees with a particular lifestyle or whatever. And inevitably, if you're willing to actually have a conversation with your kids, because I think a lot of these people, they just aren't willing to have these conversations. They don't like being put into a position where they have to have an uncomfortable conversation with their kids. They would prefer to not have to address the fact that there's a man wearing women's clothing over there. Or they would prefer to not have to address the fact that somebody is naked, when normally their kid doesn't see somebody who's naked on the street. So the kid might say, hey, mom or dad, why is that person naked over there? And then they have to answer the question, and they don't know how to.
It seems to me that part of what they're trying to do is to preserve the unusual nature of that. And look, if you get used to a thing, you get used to a thing. And this is something that they think that people should not get used to.
And I think that's where one of the places I would diverge. It's like, I think it'd be better off if people were used to seeing things like that. Because then we would get away from this whole nudity is sexual thing. That is a huge problem that a lot of Americans suffer from. Because if they saw nudity more often, then it wouldn't be the forbidden.
Well, right? And this is when you get into personal choices, right? Because I would be very comfortable with my children being accustomed to nudity and not associating it with sexuality the way that our culture does.
Right.
I would be not comfortable with my children getting accustomed to way too much makeup. Like, no, those are sexual displays. You are prepubescent. You shouldn't be accustomed to sexual displays. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm against... Yeah, different strokes for different folks, and Muslims are like on the way opposite end, even more towards the conservatives and the conservatives in America, you know? So the cultural context is a big part of this, even on the liberal side, because there's some things that people will not touch in a Muslim country for fear of their safety, you know, for similar reasons. And I think that that's actually one of those things, just like you were mentioning about nudity and about, some of the other examples of things that you might want to prepare your kids to kind of like get used to. Or makeup or whatever it is. So with violence, people using violence as a way to kind of communicate what they want or don't want. That's something that we have to actually get our kids used to as well, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's actually hopefully part of the, you know, lessons. Like, how do you, that's the question we all have to answer is, like, how do you approach this violence thing? Do you kind of go about it with more violence, or do you go about it with trying to have that conversation, de-escalating, going ahead and drawing lines in the sand, like, we are over here, you're over there, kind of deal, you know, all those are kind of like strategies to get around that as well.
Yeah, well, I would think that at least hopefully within the freedom community, the parents would teach their kids that violence is not the solution, that if there's something that is upsetting to you, that you need to find a creative way to deal with that, whether it be having a conversation, whether it be avoiding the situation or whatever it is, but anything besides the use of violence as the solution.
Sure. And use your words.
Yeah, and parents really, you know... teach your kids how to make good decisions, right? That is fundamental. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what your culture is. If you're teaching your children how to make good decisions, then when they're put into an uncomfortable situation, they have a template for how to work it out. If you don't do that and they get into an uncomfortable situation, they might make a bad choice.
So, Heed, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I think that that's exactly the point I think I have to do, because I think that's a little more universal that you can apply to even a Muslim country with the same conversation. It's kind of like, how do you go ahead and approach things that people will absolutely get violent over? You go ahead and just throw stuff in their face so that you can kind of like start that conversation, or at least go ahead and show people what their actions kind of like are causing, type of thing, by making it into a big issue? Or do you try to go ahead and you know, go about it a different way? Some people are going to actually make that decision. Actually, the real point is people are going to go ahead and make that decision and kind of like push the limit a little bit. And then there's other people who go ahead and try to use logic to go ahead and mediate between both sides. And so it's all kind of like the part of the cycle, you know what I'm saying? And so it depends on, we make the choice of which part we want to kind of like belong in, which party there, you know? And I definitely agree with the not using violence. And I'd also go ahead and say that responding with just violence as well, or trying to kick people out, isn't exactly the best answer either. Because it's not like we can kick people out of this. You know, we can't just keep doing that everywhere, you know, and limit our options around the world for liberty and all that. So, yeah, that's just my two cents.
Thank you, Saheed, for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jet is on the line here with us, calling from somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live, Jet.
Oh, no. It's time to play Say No Gov.
Anyway. The Empire.
Okay, as Empire Strikes Back, the Empire... anyway.
They never stop striking. Go ahead.
I have been given three missions for this lifetime. Number one is speaking against the false teachings of the modern church. Number two is helping to rescue stumbling marriages. And three, exposing the constant oppression of the masses by other humans with titles. So
which,
I have to apologize.
Which church?
The Christian church.
Oh, okay.
Well, that clears
it up. I was making sure because, like, it seems to me that there is absolutely a church of the state. And I was making sure that it wasn't the same, because, you know, they've got all of these, you know, special powers about telling you when invisible things are in your body.
And he could have meant Scientology, he could have meant, you know, insert religion here. Yeah, it's good for clarity.
Well, that's my third one. That's my third mission, which is exposing the constant oppression of the masses by these other humans with titles. So, I apologize for anyone who's heard this message over and over, but, you know, I watch the news every day. You might think that that's a mistake, but
I'm sorry to hear that.
The daily, I know.
I didn't know people still did that.
You have to know your enemy. You have to know what your enemy is doing.
All right.
Well, beware you who go fighting monsters, lest you become a monster yourself.
Looking deeply into the abyss could be a bad thing.
The abyss looks back into you, so you know, careful with that stuff, man. Those corporate media channels are infectious.
Keeping my eyes open is fine. Stopping up my ears a little bit. Anyway, the daily news of our human experience is filled with the constant noise of people with titles oppressing other humans who just want to make a living and enjoy life. Mm-hmm. So, the fact is, government of, by, and for the people does not exist, and it never has. What exists are groups of other humans who have gathered together in predatory gangs, who believe they are morally superior and who go about robbing and controlling the rest of us. Now, there's another word you can add to this wall of shame, predator,
mm-hmm.
because the way these people behave is in that way. They actually go out and work in total opposition against individual liberty. You know, there's not one group of them that is on your side or is interested in helping or serving in any way. So, if you think that these other humans have any care for the rest of us, you're mistaken. The bottom line is, if your neighbor does not have the right power and authority to make rules over you, then absolute strangers don't either, so you must change your thinking. But what I would like you guys to do more often and is ask the question of callers when they call in and they complain about this, that, or the other thing. Ask them, by what magic do these people who they're oppressed by get their power? Now, you and I know the answer to that, but I think more and more people need to put that into their brain and churn it.
Mm. Well, of course, the answer is there is no magic involved. It is just simply their willingness to use violence.
Well, no, it's not just their willingness. Anyone can develop a willingness to use violence.
True.
It's the fact that it is socially acceptable
for
this group and this group alone to use violence.
True. They hallucinate that it's okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know, I'm getting involved in this First Amendment auditor thing.
Mm-hmm.
And to see all the videos of these people, these cops just going crazy. I was watching this one last night where this one woman cop stopped somebody for going through a stop sign or whatever. She ended up demanding the person got out of the car. She was willing to break the window. She finally pulled the person out, slammed them on the ground, put them in handcuffs, tried to pick them up backwards, you know, by the back of their arms.
Oh, God.
And then finally got them to her feet and then totally took them by the hair and rammed their face into the front of their car, you know, the grill of the car.
Yeah.
And I don't know whatever happened to that cop, but you'd think that these people would go, you know, that's unacceptable.
Oh, no, they would just say, that's just one bad apple and everything else is fine with
the
system.
It's the price of living in a civilized society.
But you're absolutely right, though, Jeff. That is an important thing to make people aware of, is that this is a violent monopoly. They have successfully brainwashed you into thinking there's something greater, something grander, something bigger. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We got more coming up here. There's more Free Talk Live on the way, and you can join us.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Authorities are searching for a suspect after a deadly shooting in Houston where a gunman shot and killed five of his neighbors. The sheriff's office says an 8-year-old child is among the victims. The suspect is identified as Francisco Oropeza. An investigation is underway in Columbia, South Carolina, after 9 people were wounded in a shooting at a park. The victims range in age from 16 to 20 years old. The State Department says hundreds of Americans have been evacuated from war-torn Sudan. The Pentagon announced on Saturday it is acting on a request for the military to support the safe departure of U.S. citizens. At the movies, the Super Mario Brothers movie continues to break records. The video game adaptation will be the first film of 2023 to cross the billion-dollar plateau at the box office globally. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. That's what we do here. It's open phones every single night. You can join us. 603-283-6160. If you call now, we should be able to get you in here in the remaining moments. But if we run out of time and you didn't get in tonight, it's okay. We're back 7 nights a week. You can join us anytime, as long as it's between 7 and 10 at night Eastern Time. Except Saturday nights, when we give you a bonus 3 hours after Free Talk Live's radio show is over. From 10:30 Eastern Time to usually about 1:30, I think, in the morning Eastern. Sometimes y'all go a little longer.
Only when I'm not here.
That's true. That's true. In fact, the night you weren't
here. Captain cuts us right off at 1:30.
Yeah, the night you weren't here, they went a lot longer, I think. So you don't know. But check out Beard Talk Live. It'll start tonight at 10:30 Eastern at watch.freetalklive.com or any of our other video streaming platforms.
We are the most bearded Liberty show online.
No one has debated that yet, so I believe it to be true. Beard Talk Live is, it's like Free Talk Live, but without any FCC restrictions, without any commercial interruptions either. So it flows a little bit differently.
We say what we want.
Yep, exactly. So check them out tonight at watch.freetalklive.com. Also, big thanks to Big Kahuna, who's a Free Talk Live silver supporter of our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. If you want to join the support of the show, advertise, market, promote, and support is what AMPS stands for. You get some cool perks, too. Join Big Kahuna over there at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. And to the fun caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What is your name?
Hey, question for you.
Yes, sir.
Seatbelts, I mean, some people, you know, cheat and put them behind their back, and I don't know the laws, it's only a $10 fine, but I think it's actually safer with the seatbelt not plugged in where it's beeping constantly. It keeps me more alert when I drive that way.
Huh. Okay. Well, here in New Hampshire, there is no law on not having a seatbelt on, I think, unless you're under 16. I think there is something for young people, but for adults, you won't even get pulled over for it. You just hung up, by the way. You won't get pulled over for it, and if you do get pulled over, they can't give you any kind of fine for that. So we are, I think, the only state.
Yeah,
that is that way.
There is, just to be clear, there is a seatbelt law here in New Hampshire. And it is if you're, 16 or under.
Correct.
So outside of that, if you're driving around without your seatbelt, nobody cares. Cops aren't going to pull you over for it.
Yeah, and you know what?
It's pretty sweet.
The compliance level is about the same.
Yeah, it's identical.
When you look at states.
Every year that I've looked at it, it's identical.
Of course, you can compare it with Massachusetts, which, geographically is very, very nearby. Yeah. And it's about the same as far as how many people will put a seatbelt on. Regardless of whether or not they're
right, because good ideas don't require force.
Yes.
If you think it's a good idea to put the seatbelt on because you might be a little safer in case you get into an accident, go ahead and do it. Right? Doesn't require. You don't need to be threatened by police or the lights go on behind you. Sir, did you know you didn't have your seatbelt on? I could write you a ticket. Whatever. You don't need that crap.
No, and if you are annoyed by the beeping sound, you can just disable. There's a way to disable.
Oh, and they make little devices that you can just insert into the buckle that'll shut it up. If you consult your owner's manual for your car, you may find a way to disable the chime itself. If not, you can go on to your favorite video platform, whatever that may be, and search for disable seatbelts, my model and year of car, and you'll likely come up with some way to do it and like
cut a wire.
Something. There's guys who teach you like how to take out a couple of screws and open up your dash and like take a wire off
or close a circuit
or close a circuit, whatever.
So I think the fact that people have put up with this has everything to do with government overreach. Because look, I can at least get the argument of all of these other things might put you in danger, might affect your life, and I shouldn't be allowed to affect your life. I disagree, but at least there's an argument there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas seatbelt laws, helmet laws, this is absolutely none of your business. This is 100% mine, and you are protecting me from myself. And the moment that we allow this entity to protect us from ourselves, I mean, look, it comes down to like if you ever saw the Will Smith movie with the AI robot, it's like, oh well, I've been instructed to, I am not allowed to by inaction keep you from harming yourselves, so I'm just going to put you all in jail forever, which is what that does.
Yeah.
If you do not allow me to harm myself, to put myself at risk. Well, guess what? You won't allow me to live my life.
Right. And therefore, you are not free.
Indeed.
Right. Because who is to say what harms me and what doesn't, except for me?
Precisely. Let's talk to Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Major.
But,
I did not mean to hang up on you. I had a call. I had to field while you guys had me on hold.
Don't you worry, man. What's on your mind tonight?
Huh?
Don't worry about it. What's on your mind tonight?
On the craziness going on at Pork Fest and at your Quilt Pig Festival, about the nudity. I mean, if they have registered areas where you can show your fanny and whatnot, that's cool. But, I mean, keep your twigs and berries concealed while you're walking amongst the public.
Why?
Okay.
Right?
What if they don't want to?
Why would you want to invite unnecessary aggravation upon yourself?
Maybe you're around a group of people who you are expecting to be tolerant and don't expect that there's going to be some lunatic who's going to come up and try to harm you. That's the point of Freedom Festival. People can be free. Personally, and express that freedom in the ways that they feel is okay, as long as they don't infringe upon somebody else's rights.
I don't go outside with my twig and berries showing because I know that I will get beaten up and kidnapped. Literally, that is what will happen. The neighbors will call men with guns. Men with guns will either kill me, beat me, or put me in a cell. That is what will happen to me.
I know a guy years ago that was leaving a bar down by the river, and he was walking uphill towards his house, and he decided he had to take a leak before he took that long walk home. So he ducked behind the dumpster and was exposed his twig and berries and was taking a leak. Well, he ended up being a sex offender.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's so sad.
How many lives have been ruined from peeing in a parking lot?
A lot.
This is insane. Yeah. This is unacceptable. We can't keep doing this to decent human beings.
Yeah, I remember walking. I was down at the school area, the college here in Keene, doing some Know Your Rights outreach. And it was one of the party nights, and I'm on the streets. I got my dog with me at the time. We're handing out flyers to people, and I noticed there was a guy who was peeing over, like, in a bush next to a house. And one of the cops jumps off a bike and runs as fast as he could to grab this kid on the shoulder and pull him around so he could see his, you know what, hanging out of his pants.
Twigs and berries.
Yeah. When prior to him doing that, he was quietly just urinating over into a bush. No one would have seen any twigs or berries or anything like that. The cop, if anything, exposed them to whoever might have been around. But, like, the interest that this officer had in seeing what was hanging out of his pants was just, like,
creepy.
It was really creepy. And, like, this guy wasn't hurting anybody. I understand that you could argue he was on somebody else's property. But, I mean, the fact is he was at a party house. It was, you know, it's one of these houses where there's a ton of
these. About 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was, I think it was the county fair, and there's a long tar trail right along the river, you know, and the river's still growed up good with bushery and whatnot. So I walked down way long out of sight of everybody, and I duck all the way down to the river, and I'm in the brush. And I decide, okay, now I can take a leak. Okay? So I pull out my twigs and berries. And
now that they are appropriately obscured from view.
Just hear the story. And then I hear these people coming along behind me, you know, talking. So I instinctively.
LRN.FM. Say that on the radio. I'm going to let you go on this one because I do want to hear the rest of the story.
Call us back under your talk.
But can you wrap this up without cursing?
I'm sure I can. All right. I did not know that the name of a rooster was.
Yeah,
a
not in that context. Major.
It's describing the action with the thing is what.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I had turkey.
So people were coming up behind you.
So you tucked yourself away.
Yeah, the people are coming up behind me, so I shift my Johnson to one side, and the woman comes walking by, and I hear her giggle because she could hear it hitting the river.
Yeah.
She says, but I can't see nothing. That's the teeny weeny. And she giggled and walked away, and I was just like, well, okay.
She said it's a teeny weeny, even though she couldn't see. Wait, what?
Because she couldn't see it.
She couldn't see it, so she figured it must be a teeny weeny.
Because you hid it away from her. I get it. All right, good story, Major Payne. Thank you for the call tonight. And you can sell the uncensored one later when you call in to Beard Talk Live tonight at 10:30 Eastern Time.
You confused my courtesy for a deficiency.
We've talked in the last few days about the latest banking failure that is in progress right now. The FDIC is expected to seize control of First Republic Bank after the stock has plunged 97-98% in just the last couple of months. They were the one that was predicted to go down next after
the
Silicon
first
Valley.
Thing I'd like to point out is the different treatment that we're getting for First Republic Bank as compared to, say, Signature, which had nothing wrong with it at all and was governmentally forced to shut down, or even Silicon Valley Bank, which actually did have serious problems, but as soon as the serious problems happened, the government forced it to shut down. Whereas, serious problems are happening with this. It's so much so that they are not allowing you to trade the stock because of how low the price is getting.
They have frozen trading multiple times.
Right. And has government stepped in? Has government forced them to close?
Well, supposedly they are.
That's supposed to be happening now. Maybe after days of this occurring.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
well and truly after we have stopped anyone from being allowed to trade this stock down to its actual value, which is near zero,
mm-hmm.
Well after that is when the government is maybe going to step in.
Well, the report, according to, I think it was Reuters, was that the FDIC is going to step in.
They're expected
this is
to be
happening,
so, like Monday,
probably
right?
is happening this weekend or Monday. So that is in progress, according to mainstream media reports right now. So it's curtains for First Republic Bank. They probably, the speculation, they're going to get bought out by Chase
is,
at some point.
My point is that when they actually want the bank to succeed, they will give it a chance to.
Well, they gave this one $30 billion.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? The big bankers, the 11 top banks, gave $30 billion. We said on the air, how long will this last?
Wait, to First Republic?
Yes.
Correct. $30 billion.
Oh, yeah, I thought that was just that like one, yeah. I thought this was just like a separate like insurance fund amongst
no,
the bankers.
No, it was just 11 top banks ponied up like $2 to $3 billion apiece, and they gave over $30 billion.
Because when I read the story of the impending FDIC, which by the way I think stands for Federal Dumbasses Impeding Civilization, when I read the story about the FDIC potentially stepping into First Republic, there was some mention about how like if all the banks just got together and bought First Republic, that it would be less expensive in the long run than the FDIC stepping in and doing its thing.
Except that they don't want to do that because that's competition. Well, and that's exactly my point. Like, none of this is what it appears to be. Like, when they want this to succeed, they'll try. They'll try so hard. And what's amazing about this is, like, this is their best effort. This is the banking cartel's best attempt at propping up a piece of its shouldn't-exist architecture. And it failed. What do you think is going to happen to the other 163 banks that are in the same circumstances as Silicon Valley?
I don't think that the 11 top banks are going to pony up $30 billion apiece to try to save all 160 of those. I don't think
Nor
that's
should
going to
they.
Happen.
Nor should they. Well, none of this should have happened.
Yeah, none of this should exist, really. Corporations are a legal fiction created by government. If people were allowed to organize in different ways that would make sense for their particular organization, instead of everybody being pigeonholed into the same type of organization, because you have to, otherwise you go to prison. If you don't, civilization would be a lot better off.
And I just wonder how fast is this thing going to crumble? Because
you mean other banks coming down after this?
The entire financial architecture of the planet.
Yeah, there could be a proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back, and then tomorrow hyperinflation.
Yeah.
Like, it could happen quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I mean, the same thing that was set up to happen in 2008 with mortgages is set up to happen with commercial real estate mm-hmm. this time. And commercial real estate, A, is a lot scarier because you have these giant bubble payments at the end. So it's not like I just missed so many months of my mortgage. It's I didn't pay it at all. And these things are rapid cycling. Like, these things don't last more than 7 years tops. So these things are turning over. Mm-hmm. And, okay, number one, how many businesses died during the lockdown?
A lot of them.
Number two, how many businesses are dying now
more.
Because of all of this crazy interest rate hike? And there is a credit crunch happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is that most of our corporations aren't actually making a profit. They are paying their bills with borrowed money quarter after quarter after quarter. They are what's called zombies. Corporations. Right. This is probably the majority of our financial system. Probably the majority of our businesses, our corporations, exist exactly like this, especially the mega corporations, where they aren't actually providing services. They aren't actually getting money from people. No. They're getting investors. They're getting investors in a continual and perpetual Ponzi. But now we have a technology that breaks Ponzi's. We have the very first real competition to fiat that we have ever had because of Bitcoin and its associated technologies. We finally have a way out.
The thing about gold, to some extent, has this quality, kind of. But cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, whatever you want to call that, has this quality that I think no other currency has had before, and that is it can exist outside of the timeline of empires.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, you know, in the United States of America, the empire that it is, you know, takes crap, right? Becomes whatever the broken up states of America, whatever it is. Like, cryptocurrency is still going to exist. Any other empire. China, they crumble. Nah, crypto is still going to be around. Whereas when empires crumble, the currency of the empire crumbles, right? But for the first time, and like I said, gold and silver has this quality to some extent, but have been largely controlled by empires, whereas cryptocurrency has not been controlled by empires, has not been created by empires, it hasn't been ruled over by empires. It exists outside of empire timelines, so it can supersede that.
And the thing is, we put up with these monsters controlling our money because we had problems using gold and silver.
Right.
Look, we couldn't cart it everywhere. We had to make payments on the other side of the planet today.
Mm-hmm.
Those were problems that gold and silver could not fix. So we put up with being stolen from
in order
to solve those problems.
First, what happened is people invented a way around that, and that's paper currency. And then the government said, wait a minute, that's our job. We're going to be the ones who have a monopoly over currency creation.
Right. And whether it was your local goldsmith screwing you over or the government screwing you over 10 times harder, we put up with that so that we could get this relatively frictionless system going. But now we don't have to bother putting up with that ever again. And in fact, we invented a technology that is not only doing what gold does, it does what gold does better than gold ever could.
And then some. It's like the feature set that is possible for Bitcoin, cryptocurrency in general, is phenomenal. And like the tiniest sliver of that has been realized.
Mm-hmm.
And so give it, you know, a minute. Right? This is amazing technology.
Yeah,
this is
still early.
Yeah, this is, you know, humankind-changing technology.
It's not going to stop the economic crash, but it is a way for you to potentially protect yourself.
It's a lifeboat.
Yeah.
Like, we are all, everyone on Earth in the modern era is on the Titanic. This sucker is going down in iceberg cold water.
Yeah.
But there's this lifeboat here. And it's not the only lifeboat. Look, you can find a way with gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
That is also a way off the Titanic. It's just not as good of a boat, in my opinion.
I would say, and we're not financial advisors,
much heavier boat.
You can do both, or all three, or whatever. Mix it up if you can. That's what I would do. You do what you want to do, but you know that's what I would do if I were in your shoes. Any predictions here after First Republic Bank falls? Is there anything else you're looking at right now? Because I haven't heard anything about who's next.
Well,
you know.
Okay, so UBS still has every problem that Credit Suisse had.
That's the one that took on Credit Suisse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still has every single problem that Credit Suisse had. And the thing is, like, the scuffle between the European Central Bank and the, like, that club, the European Central Bank, the Bank of International Settlements, Davos, Klaus Schwab, those guys are in a kerfluffle for control because, look, they're bringing out the central bank digital currency, and they're currently arguing over who gets to run it. Mm-hmm. Now, the Fed, they're a bunch of fascist corporate types, and the fascist corporate types are a little bit different from the socialist types. And right now, they are still fighting each other, so they're still destroying each other's architecture. And we kind of get caught in the crossfire, and I have no idea how much is going to get destroyed and how fast.
Soon. Yeah, that's the question. We'll keep an eye on it here. I know that, Pekles, you wanted to weigh in on this Tucker Carlson thing.
Oh, my God, yeah.
People probably are aware he got fired from Fox News earlier this week, or they said they agreed to part ways, whatever that means. But there's, you know, the usual drama allegedly behind the scenes. Somebody said something about a sexual whatever claim.
Keep it in layman's terms, though, because I have no idea who Tucker Carlson is.
He's a talk show host.
I've never watched any of his stuff. I have
no
idea.
Well, you knew that he was a talk show host.
Nah, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay.
So he was by far the best person on Fox News. and that is basically an agreed upon statement. Like, most people will agree to that. Like, yeah, the facts of the matter show that he got the best viewing, so on and so forth.
He got the best viewings not only on Fox News, but on all media news
channels. The only guy, and like, keep in mind, I haven't watched, you know, that television in a long time. But the only guy that I ever actually enjoyed watching on any Fox News program was Judge Napolitano.
He was awesome. Yeah.
Tucker's not a libertarian, but he at least deserves credit for having some of the counter viewpoints.
He has very strongly moved in that direction. Like, at this point, for example, he will tell you all about how sad he is that he was propping up the war in Iraq.
Yeah, I saw him say that.
He's when you ask him, what do you regret about your time? Well, the war in Iraq. I was convincing people this was okay.
I saw him saying that, like, he deserves credit for that.
And
to say I was wrong is something that they actually tell you to never do.
Like, yeah. He realized that he was part of the control structure.
Mm-hmm. And they got rid of him.
Right. Well, and that's... Okay, so here's...
They killed their golden goose.
Yeah,
Captain.
Here's, I think, the single most important thing that you need to know about this guy. So, in terms of viewership, it goes Joe Rogan and then him.
Oh, so he can just start his own show then.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. He doesn't need a network at this point.
And like, you know, with Bitcoin, we said we're early. And the thing is... We're early because this is a societal transformation that we're experiencing. And this is another one of those watershed moments where, like, officially, old media is dead now.
Oh, it's been dying for
right.
a long time since the internet came around.
Right. This is the take old Yeller behind the woodshed moment. Like, this is the moment where they decided, look, we do not care about how many people listen to us. What we care about is having a unified narrative across MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News.
Right, right.
So,
well, the question is he going to strike out and do his own thing online, subscriber or whatever model he's going to go with?
Oh, you mean in a year and a half when his contract's up?
Suppose he's still under a non-compete.
He is.
Ooh.
Is he going to call 603-283-6160 after 10:30?
Well, now, wait a minute. I guess it would depend on what the non-compete says, because he already did put a video out talking about something. I did watch it, but I don't remember what the thrust of it was. Just a quick little 2-minute, here I am, I'm in my basement, I'm recording a thing. They didn't, you know, he's going to get sued over that. Yeah. Is he only not allowed to go work for another company? I guess it would really be...
It comes down to, is he competing with them?
Yeah.
Is he competing with the show that they paid him millions of dollars to do?
Should be interesting to see how that pans out. Check out more of these guys coming up here in a little bit, 10:30 Eastern Time. Tune in at watch.freetalklive.com for the latest episode of Beard Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.